Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
Thanks, everyone. It's great to be here. Is that Essendon membership refundable? Did you keep the receipt? Because you could trade it for a Carlton one.
Nah, best gift of the day, the Essendon membership.
We've got an Essendon supporter here. I love the kids' presence, love that segment and the tradition we do every year. I think the highlight for me was the Devon Centis, Jonah, already being trained in the cleaning industry with the pressure cleaner.
Smart.
I love it.
Very good.
Merry Christmas, everybody. For those that don't know, as Annie said, my name is Matt and this is my wife, Holly. We are blessed to be a part of this community and have been married for 5 years, coming up in January, which is wonderful. And what a joy it is to be here on Christmas Day as well. We all love Christmas Day, but I love the fact we've got back-to-back services as well, because this is all about Jesus. This day is all about Jesus. We've had Christmas Eve yesterday and now this morning, just to take a breath and to focus on what it is, why we celebrate this day, why we come together as a church family to celebrate the name of Jesus and all that this day represents. So what about you? What did you get for Christmas this morning, Hol?
Well, I got the same thing as you, funnily enough, yep. And we opened it before Christmas, so that was
It wasn't Santa. Santa obviously delivered on Christmas Day, but our presents to each other and family presents, first time we've ever done before Christmas because we got a coffee machine. And we gave each other a coffee machine, which was very exciting. It's like Christmas morning every morning when you get to have a good coffee. And so I have been drinking it a little bit early. But everyone has different takes on Christmas. And for me, it took a lot of convincing to be able to open presents on the day before Christmas. That's just the way it worked out.
We got there in the end. And as you said, everyone has different Christmas traditions and expectations when it comes to Christmas. And when you get married, it's a bit interesting because you realize not everyone does Christmas the exact same way that your family does Christmas. It's a bit surprising sometimes. So this morning, since it's Christmas, we thought we might make it a bit interactive today, if you don't mind. Because number one, Christmas is a fun day. And we're going to have some fun this morning.
Yep.
And number two, we have some, I guess you could call them, some disagreements when it comes to Christmas. And it's very rare that you get a captive audience to prove that you're right. So we're going to do that today.
It's not about being right. It's just about being correct. So we have a few questions for you guys today so that we can settle a bit of a few tensions within ourselves and see who is really correct when it comes to some Christmas questions. Number one is the Polar Express. Now, thank you to Maddie and Rowan for making Holly sit through about a week ago Polar Express for the very first time. I love the movie Polar Express. I think it's fantastic. This one over here.
It was a long hour and a half. Can't say I love the animation. I find it a little bit creepy. And it dragged on for a bit, I've got to say.
So I want to get a show of hands. For those of you who know the Polar Express, the Polar Express is a movie.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is just about every character, which is magical in itself.
Very old CGI.
And then you journey this train and it takes you to the North Pole. And if you have seen the Polar Express and you are a fan, put your hand up for me.
Oh,
all
guys,
right, we're
going
to take about 15 minutes to count every hand.
And who thought it was a really, really, really long movie? Yes, my people, thank you. That's actually pretty well split, I've got to say.
Who here has never seen it and doesn't care?
Yeah. All right, that's the majority.
The most. Here's the thing about the Polar Express, and for those of you that haven't seen it, just create in your mind some imagination of a train that goes through your house and goes through the street in the middle of America and picks you up and takes you to the North Pole. And part of the, I will admit that sometimes it is a bit long, but the part of it is actually stepping onto that train and enjoying the journey, the magic of Christmas and getting to the North Pole. And part of it is actually embracing the journey. And this Christmas Day 2023, we have titled this message for us today, The Journey Through Christmas. The Journey Through Christmas. And more specifically, how God's message of Christmas is there to remind us, inspire us, and grow our passion for Him as we live out His call for our lives. And we've been doing Pursuing Jesus this year, and it's been wonderful to be able to do that together. But even through Christmas, we have a pursuit, we have a journey when it comes to the things of God. I don't know about you, but when I go on a journey on the train and I look up PTV, Journey Planner, I don't get overly excited about the journey itself. I would rather just get to the destination as quickly as possible because it's not all that exciting going on the Metlink trains, is it?
All I think about is delays. Yeah,
delays, absolutely. Yet our journey through Christmas is not something that we simply get through. It is something to dwell in. And in the original Christmas, we can picture an incredible journey, and we're going to unpack a little bit of the angels' interactions with Mary as the angel shows themselves to Mary. And for Mary, you could just about think about her story and think, well, she has an excuse to just get through Christmas, to just get the job done, to get to the destination. But we're going to read something a bit different in Luke chapter 1, verse 30 to 38, and her approach and what the angel charges her with ahead of her journey through Christmas.
Absolutely. So if you've got your Bibles today, turn to Luke 1, 30 to 31, and it'll be up on the screen as well. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High." So as we consider this verse and we consider this our first stop on our Christmas journey, we read
the Polar Express.
Polar Express. Unfortunately, we're going to go on with the train theme here this morning. But Mary has found favor with God. And if you stop and think about that for a second, how incredible is that? Mary, just your average woman, has found favor in God's eyes. It's pretty incredible. And if we take that a step further, what's even more incredible to me this morning is that in his word, it says you and I can also find favor with him through Jesus Christ. And in Psalm 30 verse 5, it says, "For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning." And as we read through this verse, we see the angel coming down to Mary and informing her that she's found favor in God's eyes. And if you're here today, it's important for you to recognize and understand that because of Jesus Christ, you too can find favor with God.
Yeah.
And so on our train journey this morning, this is basically our ticket to ride. If we don't know that we are favored by God, then we're not going to hop on board the journey that God has for us.
Absolutely. If we see our journey out of punishment, then we're not going to jump on board. But if we see God's favor in where we are going, then we're going to jump on board the journey that he has for us rather than our own journey. And speaking of favor this morning, we want another poll, because this is, and
important,
perhaps a few
one.
People know this in our household. We started with two trees because we have a different take on trees. And we want to get what is the favorite tree from you guys as well today, because when it comes to trees, I have the perspective that you should have a bit of personality within your Christmas tree. Whereas Holly likes to think of it as perfection. And you can guess that cameras might be able to show these trees here as well. Which
I feel like we need to swap
which.
Sides so there's no confusion. That is not my tree on that side. You need to go on your side.
So we want your take. So on here, I'm not sure if you can see on there, we've got a Carlton bauble, a Slinky Dog. We've got Santa riding a dolphin, because that's
relevant.
Can I
ask what this one is here?
Don't know. Looks like a platypus, but it's cool and it's not very Christmassy, but it's got a Santa hat on, so that's okay. Mickey and Minnie Mouse, fun tree over here, whereas we've got
Chaotic tree, yes. Whereas for me, I like to walk into my lounge room and see a beautiful tree. Everything's colour coordinated. We've got gold, we've got white, we've got a beautiful crystal star over here. These ones light up, although they're out of batteries because it's been a long Christmas season. But, you know, it's all uniform. It's all beautiful.
So hands up if you would prefer the fun, magical,
chaotic
exciting tree over here. Hands up high.
Oh,
yeah,
guys,
nice.
Hands up if you would like a beautifully decorated tree. Thank you to my people. Yes. Settled.
You guys
Thank
are
you
so
very much.
Boring. Okay, let me explain myself. Let me explain why, and perhaps... Hey, Holly set these trees up too, and look at the way she's decorated my side. They're not even spread out. Let me explain why I love my tree over here. See, each one of these actually tells a story personally. It may not be the fact that you guys look at it and love it, but for me, we actually picked a decoration every year, and we added it to the tree, and so when I take these home and put it on my tree, it actually tells a story of my journey through to Christmas Day this day. And it all has a bit of personality. It might tell you a little bit about where I was at in my life stage. I'm not sure what life stage I was in when I had Santa jumping out of a parachute. It might tell you something about where I was at. But they all show something in my story in that as well. And look, if I'm being completely honest, I will say that a few of those I do regret. If I had my time again, I'd probably swap out a few of those for some more relevant or nicer ones. And sometimes in our own journey, in our life, not just our journey through Christmas or our journey up to this point in Christmas, but just through life in general, we can look back at the decisions that we made. We can look back at the story, look back at our history, look back at the things that we have overcome in our life or gone through. And some things we think we regret or we don't really appreciate at this time. And we end up actually thinking that it disqualifies us from being used by God or being favored by God. Maybe we think our tree is too messy or there's too many things in our background, in our story that leads us to this point where we are. And yet we want to highlight today that God sees your past. God sees your history. God sees where you have been up until this Christmas day. And he sees it as part of your journey. He sees it as part of your story. And what we see in this passage in the very next part of Luke chapter 1 verse 32 to 33 is God actually showing us this as well. It says, "And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And so if we were to look at Jesus's family tree, the things that it embraces here in David and Jacob, then it would look actually more like my messy, messed up tree than the perfect one. God highlights this. In fact, in Matthew chapter 1, the very first book of the New Testament, you might skip over those first 17 verses to verse 18 to get the story started. But actually, it starts at verse 1, where it goes through the genealogy and where Jesus has come from and the past and all the characters in that. We read characters like Tamar, like Jacob, like David and Bathsheba, all these guys who had really messy backgrounds, and yet they had a part to play in Jesus's lineage. They had a part to play in who Jesus was. And so we see that God uses imperfect people to accomplish his perfect plan. Jesus embraces the mess. And in the same way, he calls us to also use our testimony, face it, because it's going to bring God glory. Where you've come from can actually point to the glory of God. And that is exciting news. Part of knowing that we are favored by God is actually acknowledging that there is purpose in our journey up until this point.
Absolutely. We're going to keep reading. So if you want to turn to Luke 1, 34 to 35, it says, "And Mary said to the angel, 'How will this be since I am a virgin?' And the angel answered her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you.'"
Yeah.
"Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." And you and I, we have an open invitation from Jesus to live life with him. And that comes with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Mm. And sometimes I think we forget or we take for granted just the power that we have living within us through Jesus. Mm. And I'm sure a lot of you know the song, "Mary, Did You Know?" Anyone know that song?
Did you know the song, "Mary, Did You Know?"
Yes, I did, funnily enough. And it's an important question to ask as we ponder this verse. Mary, did you know what you were carrying? Did you know the power of Jesus growing inside of you? Mm. And I think it's the same question that we can ask ourselves sometimes. When the journey gets rough or the journey gets hard, do you know that you still have the Holy Spirit within you, walking with you every step of the way? God would say, don't give up on my calling for your life. And when the journey does get difficult, it can often be easy to get into the mindset of, well, this feels more like a punishment than God's calling. And if you think about Mary in these verses, it sounds great that she had the Lord Jesus Christ growing inside of her. But at that time, that would have been a really tough thing to go through and a really hard thing to go through. And yet, when God calls us to carry something, just like he's called Mary to carry Jesus, it's important for us to know that it is out of favor, not out of punishment when it comes to his calling for us. And recognizing that the power of the Holy Spirit, as we seek God, he will outwork his favor, just as he did through Mary delivering Jesus, Lord and Savior.
So our second step this morning in our journey is to know who is with you. Know who is with you on the journey. The Holy Spirit goes before us, goes with us every step of the way. And so it's important that we know that, but it is also important, and it highlights in this verse as well, not to neglect the fact that God places others with us as well. He actually places people to support us and know who is with us in that way. It got me thinking about a time when I was in my parents' house as a teenager, and we were playing indoor cricket because that's what you do on Christmas, cricket and Christmas, is that right?
Can I just stop there? Let's take a poll. Cricket is an outdoor sport and should not be played inside. Hands up for cricket is an outdoor sport. This story will make
hands
you
up,
reconsider.
Hands up if you think cricket is for Christmas and it's whether it's raining like right now, it's whether you're in your car, it's whether you're inside, it's whether you're outside.
Outside.
I feel like I'm losing everything today.
Victory.
Well done to you guys. Well done.
Well, but why don't you tell your story and okay, then you'll understand why it's an outdoor sport.
Well, Mum had an expensive, what's it called? The Willow Tree Nativity set. And for those of you that know, a good one. And hit a massive, it was a great cover drive, almost worth it. And took the head off one of the wise men, just smacked it clean off. And it has been glued back on, hasn't it, Mum? It's there, it's still standing, but it was a good cover drive. And let me tell you the point of that story.
Yeah, the point of this story?
You're going to love this. we have to be wise about the men that we are surrounded by. Yeah, thank you, everyone.
That's
thank
a very
you.
Thin thread, take, but okay.
Take note of what is surrounding you. Who is surrounding you?
Why don't
that?
You head to the verse, which will make
it okay, this might make it a little bit better and a little bit clearer. Luke chapter 1, verse 36 to 37 says, "And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible with God."
I don't believe that it's a coincidence that we see Elizabeth experiencing her own miracle at this time of conceiving her own child. I think that she is there to support and encourage and be in relationship with Mary as they both kind of go through the same thing. Yeah. And I think it highlights for us, like you were saying, the importance of having your tribe, having your people, having your supporters around you. Just as we need to recognize that the Holy Spirit is with us, we also need to recognize that God places people in our lives for certain seasons to be there to support us and be with us.
So knowing who is with you is so important. There are people around you to support you as a family. And as we're talking about the journey as well, we're built to be in relationship with others. But the next point of our story is we actually go back to Europe this year. For the first time, we went to Europe together and we had a journey there. And it was an incredible experience. We got to Paris at one point and we didn't have anyone to help us out in that phase. In fact, there was one point where we recognized that there were some riots going on. It wasn't hard to recognize that because it was everywhere. And it was pretty serious. In fact, we were in the city at 11 p.m. that night.
It was our first night, mind you.
Yep. And our phones, they hadn't turned over yet to be working in France. No reception, no internet, no anything. And we got to the train station to head home, and the trains had all been shut off. And all the cabs were all full and taking people off. And we went around, we started approaching people. And there are no French people that want to help you, let me tell you. It lives up to the expectation. And so we went out and we were trying to find, and there was no room in anyone's hearts and no room in the inn.
But what did I see on the horizon was the golden arches of McDonald's.
The golden arches of McDonald's. So we
free Wi-Fi
to McDonald's and finally get some internet and some food into us, and then set off on our journey and walk what felt like half of France. But we had aspirations because the next day we were going to Disneyland. So talk about rags to riches. We were going from riots to Disneyland. And we got there in the end. We managed to make it home thanks to the golden arches in McDonald's. However, what we realized when we got to the end of that journey was a few days later, we were walking through those same streets and we looked around, and these are the most beautiful, picturesque streets you will ever walk through. And it was incredible. But on that night, because we were so driven by the destination, because we were so concerned about just making it out of Paris and making it out of France, we hadn't even noticed the streets that were around, the beauty that surrounded us. And the thing about that is, when you get caught up in fear of getting to the destination, or you get consumed by that, you miss the beauty of what surrounds you in the moment. And in this Christmas season, we have to ask ourselves, are we able to quiet everything else to focus on the gift and respond accordingly? The gift of Jesus. This is one of the most encouraging things we see in the final part of this chapter today from Mary's response. It says in Luke 1, verse 38, Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. And a little bit further on in Luke chapter 2, this is after Jesus has been born. The shepherds explain their journey to get to that point in Luke chapter 2, verse 19. And Mary's response to that is that she treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And so she treasures this moment out of protection, out of remembrance for the moment. And she ponders as if to preserve and observe that time that she is in, making the deliberate effort to remember all that she sees, all that she's going through. And this response speaks to her character and her faith. She's not looking to get through the job or the assignment that was made to her, but she is actually treasuring the journey.
And I think about the lead up to this point. We all know there was no room in the inn in the story at the very beginning. And I think about those innkeepers who turned Mary and Joseph away because they had no room in the inn. And I think we would probably all ponder if they knew that it was Jesus, if they knew it was the Son of God that they were trying to house, then they probably may have made room. But I think this is exactly what we can do. We make living so full, and especially this time of year, December has flown by. Anyone else feel like December just flew by this year? It is so full, and we fill our lives with all the things of the world at this time of year. And sometimes we leave no room for Jesus at the end of the day. And I just ask you to ponder, have you left room for Jesus this holiday season?
Yeah. Our third and final stop on the journey today through Christmas is to simply take time to treasure the gift of Jesus. Not to see Jesus as something we have the right to make time for in our life, but that all of our time and our priorities are actually built around him. That's treasuring Jesus. Mary took time to treasure and ponder the gift of Jesus. You see, Jesus came down to earth, and this is what we celebrate today, from heaven for relationship with you and me. This is the center of our journey. This is the essence of our journey through Christmas. Not that we would make our way through Christmas, but that through Christmas we have all that we need. It's because of Christmas we have an eternal journey, an eternal hope. Through Christmas we have a relationship with the Savior of the world. Let's not waste that. In the busy and sometimes difficult journey in our life, can we take time to truly value all that living through Christmas means for us through our Lord Jesus' birth? And so an incredible message from the angel instructing Mary ahead of her journey, which also instructs us, which also should encourage us this Christmas Day 2023 to do these things, to see ourselves as favored by God, even our story, all parts of it, it's favored when we look to Jesus. Knowing the Holy Spirit is with us and the people that God places in our life. And then finally, treasuring time with Jesus and serving out of a deep love for him. Let's pray as we close. Father God, we thank you so much for this day. Lord, we thank you for Christmas. We give you praise for the way in which you are the reason that we get to celebrate around the world today. That God, it is not about the presents, it is not about the food, it's not about the family. All of that is just pointing to the name of Jesus for the reason why we celebrate our eternal hope, our eternal future. And Lord, right now, whatever stop we find ourselves at on the journey through Christmas, Lord God, may we remember that as we look to you, as we look to your plans for our life, they are plans of favor. Lord God, you have wonderful plans for each and every one of us because of this Christmas day that we celebrate. You have eternal plans that we can walk in. And so, Father, we pray right now that we would know that we are favored, that we would recognize your Holy Spirit is with us, that, Lord God, you have placed people around us to help us on this journey as well. And finally, that we would not go so quickly through the journey. We would not just try to get as quickly as we can to the other side, Lord God, but that we would treasure our time and our relationship with you. Father, we thank you that it is because of Christmas that we get to walk through this journey with you side by side. And so, Father, we thank you for today, and we give you praise in everything we do. May we remember to honor you in the way in which we live, not just today, but ever, forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thanks, Andy.